Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll be brief. Obviously, it was a hard-fought game by both teams. Momentum went back and forth quite a bit. And I'll credit our players, their players as well. Guys were tired by the end of the game fighting, and fortunately, we were able to get the coin toss and put together a good drive. Look, each week there's a few things we can do with Taysom, and he's been a valuable addition in the kicking game, but just as much he has that chance to be offensively, and Drew's play was a big play, no doubt. It was one of those games where, if you had your two-point chart, you were looking at it like eight times, and, we just kind of stuck to our rule of thumb, waiting with a higher scoring game, waiting till the fourth quarter. Well, no. You want to, but you ask my staff, and I'm yelling at every one of them during the drive. You're trying to put together the momentum you've had, because the last couple series you've been able to move the ball. Obviously, they had a safety get hurt. But listen, those guys, the offensive line really played well. I thought we won the rushing battle, time of possession. We won a lot of the things that generally go to the winning team. Guys all made big plays when we needed them. Mike Thomas, Kamara, Cam Meredith had his first touchdown today. So it's not just one thing, but obviously there's a goal in mind, because that's the only way it's sudden death.
So what's kind of your reaction when you saw Drew on that 7 yards ground?
Well, I've been battling this plantar fascia for the last like 2 months, and I told him it felt like it hurt me more watching him. Honestly, it started aching. My plantar fascia started hurting watching him. But anyway, it was a good play. It was a good run.
You mentioned that guys were sort of exhausted by the end. Does that become a battle, just sort of a mental exhaustion?
No, listen, I think there's momentum right there, and you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it. Alvin got tired. We need to keep finding touches for those other players, and we made – even when we had to come up with a short yardage play, at one point in the game we went for it on fourth down. We came into the game with the mentality we were going to win. And sometimes it's against conventional wisdom, and sometimes it goes against what the numbers suggest you should do.
You mean that with like
aggressively? Aggressively. We had a series of big plays in that game that were important. Listen, you got to start by crediting them with a number of – obviously, we've got to work on eliminating some of the – we can't have guys running through the defense like Julio Jones with no one around him. That'll have to get corrected. But we got some of the key stops when we needed. Thought we played their run outstanding. And that allowed us to win the time of possession, and that allowed us to win the game. It was a big play, obviously a huge play. We almost got another one, right at the end. But those are all parts to a win like this. Not any one specific, but parts. Look, he's a talented player. He got behind PJ on a double move with the first touchdown, and then got on top of him the next time with a heavy play action. So.
Well, winning the starting PJ and then making the
switch. Same thing. We're trying to find, look, I feel like we got some experience there. And keep playing both of them.
How much confidence do you have in that punt block unit? Mike Westhoff has talked a lot about how he feels like you guys can get out there.
Well, look, there's times when we're rushing the punter, and there's times where all of a sudden we block a punt, and it wasn't necessarily. But I think that there's a lot of confidence in our teams, and I think Mike and the rest of the guys, Brad and Kevin, those guys, the players feed off of it, and you can – you know, make a play like that to help you win a game. And I think they did. It's part of our win today. Oh, a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. I think they were all necessary. Like I said, a number of guys stepped up and thought we blocked them well. It was a good team win.
How about that rush by AJ Klein?
That was huge. Yeah, it was real big. It was big. Got the sack or got the hurry. Look, that's a real good offense, obviously. You know, a division opponent on the road, so it was good to get the win, especially in a hard-fought game like that.
How problematic are penalties?
We'll look at each one of them. You know, obviously they're problematic when you're in a game like this. I thought they were offsides on Drew's sack early in the game. In fact, I know they were. But you got to begin to tune out that. We're going to focus on finding a way to get the win and not allow that to be a factor here. Our guys did.
Sean, I know you talked before about how you get in the game and you have to start calling the game differently sometimes by the way the circumstances. Were you finding yourself in that today?
I would say this, though. I felt like, I felt like we were rushing the ball well enough, you know, and key was Alvin. You know, we had some outside plays. We got off tackle. I didn't like our goal line sequence. We ended up going for it and scoring, but that bothered me. I thought we had some yards left out there on a toss play. Those guys up front blocked it really well, and I don't know how we managed to get just 2 yards. So I didn't feel handcuffed one-dimensionally. I felt like, man, we had just a pretty good balance, and there were certain things Drew was seeing and certain things coverage-wise that we felt confident about, and we went after it.
Sean, when did that Taysom Hill offensive package start to develop, and has it been growing even since the preseason?
I would say in camp. You know, not as much last year, but we've got a number of things that we do with him on the field, and when you take 46 to the game, it's a smaller number. I've said that before. When you start looking around the sidelines, it's kind of there aren't a lot of bodies. And he is someone that's smart. He loves playing football. I mean, it's amazing the energy you feel on our bench when he made the long run. And he brings that same juice to special teams, and everyone gets better. Those are unique players. You know, those are guys that love playing football, and so I think our job as coaches is constantly looking at how do we give them chances to do things they love well.
That option stuff, is that stuff that you as an offensive game planner have thought about doing before and just never had the personnel, or you had Taysom and you're like, what can I do with him?
Yeah, it's more about what we have here. The scheme has got to be able to fit the talents of your players and not the other way around. And so I hadn't given it much thought with Drew, be honest with you, in 12 years. All right, but with Taysom, you know, there's a package there, and he's not just a running back or receiver. He can throw, and you know, we'll build on things we can do with it, and but it gives you a half man leverage back when it comes to. I'm trying to explain it. The minute that guy can actually be part of keeping the football, I mean, we've seen it from Cam, you know, week in and week out. When you get the rushing numbers that come in, it just becomes challenging. That was a big play. That was a big part of today's game, you know, that play.
And those plays where you got him out blocking, is that because you like him as a blocker, or is it just you need to show him different spots?
Well, I like him as a blocker, and I like showing him in the game where he's not necessarily under center. But I also like him as a blocker a lot.
Sean, the defensive series right before the regulation, did you give any message to that? It seemed like your defensive line really
just... It was huge because there's a lot of things going through your mind there. You're thinking, are they going to call a timeout here? They are, because they're surely wanting to get in field goal range. And yet, if they get sacked here, do I want to call a timeout maybe and get a chance at this thing? You know, this thing goes back and forth as to, but I think three timeouts where the ball was at is a long time in our league. So really, it's a matter of the downs. It's not a matter of the time if you're looking at a 40-yard landmark for Matt Bryant. You follow me? In other words, I don't know what time was left with three timeouts, but plenty. And I thought it was a big stand for us to force a punt. And I just felt with 16 seconds, you know, where we were on the field, wasn't worth risking. So I would say that was a huge part of the win. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.